Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Ayin Tes, the second daf in Perek Eilu Treifus, and we are on the very top of daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, I believe, right? I think we finished the daf yesterday. So today we're continuing the discussion of Osova Espino, and we're going to discuss whether we're Choshesh Lezara'av or not Choshesh Lezara'av, and this has ramifications for a number of things. It has ramifications for Osova Espino, it has ramifications for the Halachos of Klayim as well, and then the Gemara is going to have a suffix about what exactly the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda was when it comes to Ein Choshen Lezara'av. Was Rabbi Yehuda certain, was he not Mesupik at all, that Ein Choshen Lezara'av, or was he Mesupik about it, and that's how he arrived at his Shita? And the Gemara is going to have three rayas about what exactly the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss primarily the issue of a koi, a certain type of animal that is a Safik Chaya, Safik Behema, and we're going to address a number of halachic topics that relate to a koi. Obviously, first off, Osov Espino, how that relates to a koi. And then we're going to discuss Kisui Adam on Yom Tov when it comes to a koi. And we're going to discuss Matnus Kuhuna when it comes to a koi. What exactly the status of a koi is, and really whether it depends on how the animal became a koi, meaning how is it that it's half chaya, half behema? Is it that its mother was a chaya, or that its father was a chaya? So let's begin on the very top of Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. So the Gemara explains what the reason for Chananya is, who holds that the Yisra of Osov Espino applies to male animals as well. After all, the Pasuk says Bino, which makes it sound like Bino Karach Acharav, which would only be the female animal, meaning that the parent in the equation has to be female, because it's only the female that has Bino Karach Acharav. So says Gemara, Ulchananya, Ksiv Oso, Demashma Zachar, Uksiv Bino, Misha Bino Karach Acharav, Demashma Nekeva. That there are two words in the Pasuk, one that implies that it's male animals, because it says Oso in the masculine, and one that implies that it's female animals, because it says Bino, but Bino implies that it's the parent, that the offspring is Karach Acharav, which is only the Nekeva. So Hilkach, Noeg, Bein B'Zacharim, Bein B'Nekevos. That's why we apply Osov Espino both to Zacharim and to Nekevos. Tosos raises the question, well then why does the Torah write Oso, which implies Zachar, and also Beno, which implies Nekeva, to tell me that it applies to both Zachar and Nekevos? It should have just said Ben, so not say Oso, not say Beno, just say Ben, and then we'd know that it's Noeg, Bein B'Zacharim, Bein B'Nekevos. So Tosos points out, no. The drasha from Bino is not that it says Bino and not Ben. That's not the deal. It's just the very fact that the very term Ben implies Ben Karach Acharav. So it's not that it says Bino and not Ben. It's even if it would have said Ben, it would imply Ben Karach Acharav. So once it has that word Ben, which implies Ben Karach Acharav, then you need Oso to add also that it applies to a Zachar and not only to a Nekeva. So how do we paskin as far as this machlokas between the Chachamim and Chananya? Does Oso Vespino apply when to a male animal and its offspring, or only to a female animal and its offspring? Amar Avuna Barchi, Amar Shmuel, Hilchasa Kechananya. We assume we paskin like Chananya, that the Yisra of Oso Vespino applies even to a male animal and its offspring, because we're Choshesh L'Zara'av. The Zara'av makes a difference. The Vlad is Mesiaches after the father as well. So says Gemara, Shmuel is paskening that we're Choshesh L'Zara'av, va'az the Shmuel l'tamei. This is Shmuel l'shitaso, because we find that Shmuel holds elsewhere that we're Choshesh L'Zara'av. There is a Mishnah in the 8th parak of Maseches Klayim when it comes to a discussion of the Isser min HaTorah of being marvia amin b'she'eino mino, of taking two different types of animals and mating them with each other. And the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hanoladim min asus, afal pi sha'avien chamar, mutarin ze bezeh. If you have an animal whose mother is a sus, even though its father is a chamar, and you have another animal that's the same, so they're mutter with each other. So if you have a pered that's mother is a sus and father is a chamar, it's mutter bepreda, whose mother is a sus and father is a chamar as well. That's not a violation of klayim, because if you're choshesh lezera'av, then they both have a tzad chamar and a tzad Atzlus, so they're the same min. And if you're not Choshish Lazarav, so you only look at the mother, and both of them are absolute Susim then. They both have mothers that are horses, so they would both have a status as a Sus. Aval Hanaladin Minachamar Im Hanaladin Minasus. But if you have an animal that's mother is a Chamar and father is a Sus, together with another animal whose mother is a Sus and father is a Chamar, then Asurin. Then they're not allowed to mate with each other, because maybe we're not Choshish Lazarav. You only look at who the mother is, and then it turns out that one is totally a chamar, the other one's totally a sus, and that's going to be a violation of claim. See, if we were Choshish Lazarav, that would be mutter as well, because they're both half-half, so it doesn't matter which half if you're actually Choshish Lazarav. But if you're not Choshish Lazarav, you only look at who the mother is, and then there are different types of animals. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda who says that we're not Choshish Lazarav. Aval Chamamrim Kol Mine Prados Achasein. The Cham say, anytime you have an animal that is the product of a sus and a chamar, I don't care who the mother is, who the father is, they're all considered a parrot, and therefore they're all going to be mutter with each other. So Man Chachamim, who are the Chacham hold that all Prados are considered to be from the same min, says Gemara Chananya, who the Amar Choshen Lazarav, the Chamar Chananya, who's Choshesh Lazarav, and the behemos are Mesiaches, not only after their mother, but after their father as well. Vahai Bar Susya Vachamra, Vahai Bar Chamra Vesusya, Kulu Chadamina Ninu. Whether it's the offspring of a Susya and a Chamra, or a Chamra and a Susya, meaning whether it's the father is a Sus and mother is a donkey, or the other way around, so they're all the same, they're all the same min, and they're all mutter zebezeh, and it would not be a violation of claim. So since Shmuel is one that told us where Chananya said the name of the Chachamim, so it sounds like the halacha is like Chananya, meaning Shmuel tells us the shita of Chananya, of Choshen Zarav, Shmuel is one that said that it's that Zudivir Rabbi Yehuda, aval Chachamim omrim, the Chachamim are the ones that say that we're Choshish Lazarav. Whenever you're going to frame a statement as being the shita of the Chachamim, as opposed to a Das Yachid of Rabbi Yehuda or of anybody else, that's your way of saying we paskin like that statement. So the same Shmuel who paskin like Chananya, that we're Choshish Lazarav, when it came to the discussion of Klayim, and we had a shita that said that we're not Choshish Lazarav, Shmuel said that shita was only a Das Yachid, and he said the Chachamim disagree, the Chachamim say we're Choshish Lazarav. So that's how you know Shmuel is Lishita Sov. So it says in Marat Yubayelahu, going back to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Mivshat Pshita Leil Rabbi Yehuda Dein Choshen Lazarav. When we recorded the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, we said, "Yeah, Zudiv Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that we're not Choshesh Lazarav. Is that something that he holds with certainty? Is that something that he's confident about that we're not Choshesh Lazarav? Odilma Svuke Misafklei. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda himself is not sure whether we're Choshesh Lazarav. Maybe even he has a suffik. L'may Nafkamina. What would be Nafkamina? Whether it's a vaday or a safek that we're not Choshish Lazarav. L'mishra pri imaim is a fered allowed to mate with the same min as its mother. Meaning, let's say its mother is a horse, its father is a chamor. Can this child mate with a horse? Say I amrit mifshak pshitalei. If Rabbi Yehuda is certain that we're not Choshish Lazarav, well, if its mother is a horse, then it is a horse. So Priya Me'im Shari. So then it could certainly mate with other horses. But V'yamrit Svuke Misafkalei. But if Rabbi Yehuda is not sure, he's not certain whether this offspring is considered a pure bred horse, or it's considered to be some combination of horse and chamar, then Priya Me'im Asur, then this offspring is certainly not going to be allowed to mate with a horse, because we have to be Choshish Lazarav, and therefore it has its son chamar that has to be dealt with, that has to be a concern. So that's our shaila, meaning this is the nafkamina between whether Rabbi Yehuda's Mesupak or Rabbi Yehuda's Vadai. The nafkamina is whether the animal can mate with the same min as its mother. Now, L'chora, the Yam Shalom points out, the Gemara could have said nafkaminas lagabe osav espino, that if we're choshish lazara av, then it would be no egg even by zacharim, and if we're not choshish, it's not no egg by zacharim. So the Yamshul Shlomo writes, because the Gemara is being poshaped, is going to be poshaped from sugyos in klayim. That's why we dafka choose a nafkamina within the world of klayim. Another nafkamina that Achronim point out is by being manigan agala with two horses. One of them is a ben ason vesus, and one of them is a ben sus nekeva and chamar. Is it if it's pashut that we're not choshesh zera av, you chayv malchus because that's klayim. But if we're mesupik whether you choshesh zera av, then you wouldn't be chayv malchus because we don't know for certain that that's klayim. So that's what the Rosh Yosef points out might be another nafkamina in this discussion of whether it is a certainty that in choshesh zera av according to Rabbi Yehuda, or something that Rabbi Yehuda is mesupik about. So the Gemara brings rayas. Tashma will bring a raya from a Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Anoladim Min Asus. Any animal whose mother is a sus, Afal Pi Shavi and Chamar Mutar in Zebazeh. Even though its father is a chamar, it's mutter to like kind animals. Other animals whose mother is a sus and his father is a chamar. So heichidami, what exactly are we talking about? Ilem davu da'ay chamar, davu da'ay chamar. If it's literally the way it sounded like, that both animals, mothers are susim and fathers are chamarim, tzrich lemeimar. Is there a chiddush that they're mutter to each other? They're mamish, exactly the same. One's they're both mothers sus, fathers chamar. So that wouldn't be a chiddush at all. Elolav da'avua da'hai sus va'avua da'hai chamar. No, it must be they were talking about that the father of one of them is a sus, meaning it's a sus from its both its father and its mother, and the father of the other one is a chamar. So they both have mothers who are susim. One of them is a father that's a sus as well. The other one is a mixture of sus and chamar. Vikatani, and it still says mutarim zebzeh, that they're mutter with each other. They could be mated with each other. Why? Alma mishat chitalei. It must be that Rabbi Yehuda is certain that we ignore who the father is. And since both of their mothers are horses, so they're the same men, and therefore they can be mated with each other. If Rabbi Yehuda was uncertain about that, then you're running into a Safek Klayim over here. So this is Safek D'Oraisa. You would want to stay away from such a thing. So it must be that it's Mifshat Pshitalei. Says Mar Lo. No, Liolam Davu Adai Chamar Vovu Adai Chamar. We misunderstood the case. The case is not an animal whose father is a whose both mother and father are sus, with an animal's mother is sus, father is a chamar. No, the case is both of them, the mother is a sus, father is a chamar. Utaka Amrit, but we already tried that one, and we said, Tzricha Lameimar, is there any chiddush that you have two animals, whose mother is a sus and father is a chamar, that you can mate them with each other? They're the same exact men, of course you can mate them with each other. Yeah, it is a chiddush, because here's the chiddush. Mal detema, osi tzad sus, mishtamish b'tzad chamar, b'tzad chamar, mishtamish b'tzad sus, chamash malan. I might have thought that you can't take two animals that are each half-half and mate them together. Because how do I know that we consider it as if the tzad sus is mating with the tzad sus and the 50% that's chamor is mating with the 50% that's chamor? Maybe it all mixes together. So this animal is 50-50, but the 50% that's sus is mating with the 50% that's chamor in the other animal. And the 50% that's chamor in this animal is mating with the 50% that's sus in the other animal. So I don't know how it works, and I would have thought that maybe that's a concern of Klayim. That's why the Mishnah has to teach me that it's not a concern of Klayim, that their mamish considered the same exact min. Why would I have such avmina? The answer, the reason I would have such avmina is because that's actually the maskana in the sugya in Chagiga and Babasra and elsewhere in Gittin, where the Gemara talks about a chatzi eved and a chatzi ben chorin. That taka is the way that it works. And someone who's chatzi eved and chatzi ben chorin is aser v'chatzi shivcha v'chatzi bas chorin, because the tzad hacherus is mishtamish v'tzad ha'avdus. A ben chorin is not allowed to be with a shivcha kananis, and if he's 50-50, how does a person pull off such a trick to be 50% eved, 50% ben chorin? So two partners get together and they buy an eved together, and then one of them violates the isur d'oraisa of being mishachar mishachrer his eved. You're not allowed to be mishachrer an eved, but one of them violates the Yisrael is mishachrer the eved. So now he's 50% free and he's 50%. That's the famous Mishnah, Maseches Idyos. It's quoted all over Shas and Maseches Gittin as well, that relates to the mitzvah of Puru Revu. This is on the list. It appears in Maseches Idyos because it's one of the Mishnayos where Chazru Beis Hillel Lahoros Kedivrei Beis Shammai. There are a series of Mishnayos where you have Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and then ultimately Beis Hillel changed their minds and they paskin like the Beis Shammai. So one of those discussions was, what do you do with someone who's a Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Ben Chorin? So Beis Hillel initially says, Oved es Rabo Yom Echad v'satzmo Yom Echad. He'll take turns. There are six work days in the week. We assume only Shabbos, right, is a day off. So Sunday he'll work for himself, Monday for his master, Tuesday for himself, Wednesday for his master, and it'll work out just fine. Beis Shammai says, Yetzikant mis Rabo. You've worked it all out for the master, for the remaining master who owns 50% of him. But es atzmo lo tiken. What about himself? What kind of life can he live? He can't marry anybody because he has no status. He's half Eved, he's half Ben Chorin. So why can't he marry a Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bas Chorin? Because of this concern. The wrong 50% of him is going to be mixing with the wrong 50% of whoever it is that he's marrying. So and L'Shevas Yitzara, Lo L'Sovra, L'Shevas Yitzara. The world was created to populate the world. And if this person can't get married, he's not going to be able to populate the world. So that's not right. So what do? Kofen es Rabba, we force the second master to free him, and ultimately you'll have to pay him back for the loss for half of his value over time, but at least that way he'll be able to get married. So anyway, but you see that with regard to humans, we do say that it's that the 50% that's an Eved is mixing with the 50% that's a Bas Chorin, and the other way around. So Tosus writes over here that what you have to say is that it's different than the case of Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, because Gabe Klayim the Torah asks Shnei Minim, and over here it's not Shnei Minim, it's Min Echad. It's all about the Min, and the Ramban seems to say something similar, although there's a Tshuva in the Yonah Yom Tov where he understands that the Ramban is actually giving a different answer, where the Ramban is saying that there's a difference between something that's Nis'arev Kodem Briyaso, where you say that it's a Min Bifnei Atzmo, and the two Kochos are Mu'urav together, and something that's Nis'arev Achar Briyaso, meaning with this animal was born Chatzi Chatzi. So that's what it is. It's not 50-50. It is this fusion of the two. It is not it's not a hyphenated animal, chamorsus. It's a hybrid animal. It is this new animal called a chamorsus, right? Called a pered. Whereas the when it comes to the chatzi shivcha, chatzi bas chorin, the chatzi ev, chatzi ben chorin, he was born one way. So he is hyphenated. He is not hybrid. He has this dual identity, not a fused identity. So that's the way the Achronim understand the Ramban's teretz to that kasha. But be that as it may, we're back to our original question now. When Rabbi Yehuda says that we're not choshesh l'zera av, does he mean it 100% that we're not choshesh l'zera av, or is he himself mesupak whether or not we're choshesh l'zera av? So Toshema says Gemara will bring a raya from a brisa in Klaim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, perda shetova. If you have a perda that wants to mate, ein marbin ala lo sus velo chamar, it cannot be mated with a horse nor with a donkey, elamina, only with another parent. But if it's Pashut Rabbi Yehuda that we're not choshesh l'zera av, why are you allowed to be marvia only a pered? Lirba alam mina di'ima. Let's be marvia with it. The whatever min its mother is. If its mother is a horse, let it mate with a horse because we're not choshesh l'zera av, and its status is purely as a horse. From the fact that it says that it's only mutter for a pered, you see that Rabbi Yehuda is mistapik whether we're choshesh l'zera av, and therefore it's usher in the min of its mother, because maybe we are choshesh l'zarav, and it's not considered to be the equivalent of whatever its mother is. So says Gemara, no, that's not a good raya. No, the case is we don't know what its mother is. We just see the animal and it's obviously a combination, but we don't know who its mother and who its father was. But maybe we could say that Rabbi Yehuda knows for sure that ain choshen l'zarav, and if we would know that its mother is a sus, then yeah, of course, we would allow it to mate with the sus. But if you don't know, then you can't do anything. Says Mar, that can't be. That ukimta is not correct. V'ha'ela mina katani. It says that it's only mutter b'mina. But if you're going to say that we're not choshish l'zara'av at all, right, and it's considered to be whatever its mother is, and the case is we have no idea what its mother is, how can you mate it with something else that's the same min? You don't know if it's considered the same min halachically. They might look the same because they might both have, they're both a mixed breed, but you don't know. You don't know what its mother is. So it doesn't make any sense to say elamina, that it could still breed, it could still mate with its own min. So it says marahachi kamar. What Rabbi Yehuda meant to say was as follows. Ein marbia aleha lo min sus velo min chamor lefi she'ein yodin bimina. Now he doesn't mean to say ella bimina, that it can only mate with its min. The point is it can't mate with any animal because we don't know what its min is. Meaning, and since the halacha is that in general animals can only mate with their own min, and this one has an unidentified min, so we're never going to be able to mate it with anybody. So v'livduk bismanim, so ask Gemara, there's a simple solution to this. Animals come out differently depending on what its mother is and what its father is. If its mother is a sus, there are certain simanim that will tell you by looking at the parrot whether its mother is sus and father is a chamar, or the reverse. So why don't we just look at the simanim that these balei chayim have and be able to tell? Damar Abaye, avi kale, if it has a thicker voice, bar chamra, then you know that it's the offspring of Nason. Son of Kalef, it has a higher pitched voice, bar susya, then you know that its mother is in a keva. Va'amar Rav Papa also says, Rav Ravon Udne, if it has very large ears, vizutra gnuvte, and it has a small tail, bar chamra, then its mother is a chamar. Zutran Udne, v'rabu gnuvte, but if it has small ears and a large tail, bar susya, then its mother is a horse. So what do you mean you don't know what it is? Look at these simanim and you'll be able to tell. Says Gemara, Hachavei Askinan, be ilemes v'gidemes. We're talking about an animal that's unable to emit sounds, so there's no way to check its voice, and it's gidemes, it doesn't have, it's missing certain key body parts, like a tail and ears, so we can't check the size of its tail and its ears to see whether it's, what it is. But otherwise, we would have been able to be bodek b'simanim, and we know exactly what it is. So says Mar, my haviyala. Okay, now back to the actual shayla. Rabbi Yehuda, when he said that we're not choshesh zera'av, was he certain that we're not choshesh zera'av, or was it a suffix? So Tashma Gemara says one final raya. Da'amra v'huna b'rid Rav Yishua, ha'kol modin b'pri ima'im. Everyone agrees that an offspring with the min of its mother, sha'asr, that it's asr to be marbiya them together. You have a pered whose mother is a sus and father is a chamar. It's not allowed to be mated with a sus. So the fact that we say everyone is moda to that, sounds like even Rabbi Yud is moda to that. Aye, but if he's not choshish l'zara'av, so isn't the offspring just a sus? Shouldn't it be? No, it must be Shemamina Sfukim Safkale. That Rabbi Yehuda himself was uncertain about this, and he thought maybe we are Choshesh Lezera'av. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, because he was Safek, he was Mesupik, he asers the Pered with the min of its mother, because maybe we are Choshesh Lezera'av, and that would be a risk of Klayim. But if it was Pashut that we are not Choshesh Lezera'av, certainly he would have been Matir. So Shemamina, so that seems to be the Maskana after all the dust settles. Okay, now once we mentioned this idea that there are simanim, so the Gemara is going to bring a maisa from which we learn that we're not choshesh l'zara'av that relates to simanim. So says Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Abba l'shame. Rabbi Abba said to his shamish, Kimayli kudnaisa berisbak. When you bring predos to my wagon, to pull my wagon that I'm going to ride on, make sure you have different animals that have similar ears and similar tails, and only then connect them to my wagon together. Because if one of them has big ears and the other one has small ears, and one of them has a big tail and the other one has a small tail, that's very likely going to be a problem of Kalayim, and I don't want to run afoul of the Yisra of Kalayim. The Torah says, Lo sachrosh b'shor u'b'chamor yachdov, and it's lav davka charisha. The Yisra is to be manig them yachad as well. That's how what Rashi writes. Even though the pasuk says only shor v'chamor, it's any two minim, because we learn that gzer shavav shor shor mi Shabbos. It says by Shabbos v'shor v'chamor v'chol behem tucha. So just like by Shabbos, it's shor v'hu adin kol behemos. Over here as well, it's shor v'hu adin kol behemos. This is the the way that Rashi understands our sugya, what's going on in our sugya. The Ramban, however, understands a little differently, that we're talking about an agala that's already attached to a sus or a chamar that is a pure breed, meaning a full sus or a full chamar, and he wanted to bring another preda. So Rabbi Abba said, find a preda that simanim are similar to the animal that's already attached to my agala. Meaning, if you bring, if I already have a full-fledged horse that's attached to it, bring a preda that has small ears and a large tail, and if I already have a chamor attached to it, bring the opposite. That's the way the Ramban understands. But almak savra in choshul nezara'av. In either event, you see that Rabbi Abba holds that we're not choshish lezara'av. If he was choshish lezara'av, he would have allowed to bring two predos that were not, that don't look exactly the same, because they're all 50-50. So they're all halachically the same, even though one of them, the mother is a sus, and the other one, the mother is a chamor. So says Gemara, and also you see the simanim d'oraisa. You see that we rely on simanim d'oraisa from the fact that Rabbi Abba was willing to rely on the size of the ears and the size of the tail just to determine what the min of the animal. So it must be simanim d'oraisa. Where's the sugya whether simanim d'oraisa or not? So that's a sugya in Eila Metzias. That's a really simanim is primarily a sugya about a Metzias. So a Metzias Daf Chav Zayin, the Gemara talks about being machzir and aveda based on someone giving simanim. So that must be a din d'oraisa, because if we're only din d'rabanan, so I understand very well why by an aveda you'd be samech on it, because you know when it comes to din imamnas hefker based in hefker, you can the rabbanan can make whatever takana they want to rely on simanim. But the very fact that you're going to rely on simanim when it comes to the isur d'oraisa of klayim, oh, so that's megala that simanim about everything are d'oraisa. That's how Rashi understands our sugya. The Ramban asks, well, wait a second, what's the difference between Simani Aveda and Simani Behemos, the Gabi Klayim? If Simani Behemos, the Gabi Klayim are Minat Torah, and we follow them, it could still be that we're not going to be Matir and Aveda al Pisimanim, because we're not going to be Machzir and Aveda rather al Pisimanim, because it could be, meaning, what are the Simanim actually telling you? A guy is able to identify Simanim and Aveda. So all you know, you don't know, that doesn't prove Bailus. Meaning that's not a similar, but that proves that he's once seen that object, right? Meaning a guy is looking from far and he sees you picking up an object that you found. He takes a careful look. Then he comes and he says, oh, it's mine. Yeah, prove it. Gives you money. And he's able to describe it perfectly. It doesn't prove Bailus, it just proves that he saw it. So when it comes to simanim of an animal, meaning it has the larger ears, the smaller tail, so you're actually, you're trying to identify the nature of the animal by describing the nature of the animal. Those are very different things, the Ramban points out, to rely on simanim within the world of Aveda and rely on simanim over here. So the Ramban says this sugya, when we say, oh, you see from here, simanim d'oraisa, it's got nothing to do with Aveda. We're not referring to Bab Metzia. We're saying these simanim are d'oraisa, the simanim behemos are d'oraisa, but having nothing to do with the broader sugya of when we rely on simanim and when we don't. So that seems to be a machlokes rishonim over here. Rabbi Zilberstein has a discussion, Chashuk Yechem, he says, Yadua, that there were certain Gedolei Yisrael throughout the generations who were able to tell with simanim that were Yadua Lahem when someone is a descendant of Amalek. So there's a discussion. Generally speaking, it shouldn't be a chiddush to us, you're not allowed to kill people, Jew or non-Jew, right? Generally speaking, you're not allowed to kill anybody. So it's an issur d'oraisa to kill people. So big chiddush. So but the sefer there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to kill Amalek. Right, so it's a discussion. Whose mitzvah is that? Is that each and every individual? You see a person from a molecule, or is that like an army's mitzvah? That the Klal Yisrael is a mitzvah to destroy the nation of Amalek, but not about the individual. Sefer HaChinuch understands that it's an individual chiyuv, that if you meet someone and he says, oh, by the way, I'm an Amaleki, so then, assuming that that it wouldn't cause other, repercussions for the Jewish people, you'd have a mitzvah to kill him. So Rav Zilberstein discusses, what if you're only able to identify him as Amalek, I'll pee those simanim. So would you have the right to kill such a, obviously it's a theoretical discussion, but would you have the right to kill him? So he discusses the difference of the differences between simanim mufakim and simanim she'enam mufakim. So he brings our Gemara, that simanim d'oraisa, and he points out that the Gemara later on in Daf Tzadi Vav discusses how simanim aren't the best way to identify something. What's even stronger than simanim is tefiyas ayin, right? Meaning if two people were to come, two edim were to come and say that we saw someone being mechal Shabbos. Who did we see being mechal Shabbos? A guy who's about 5'10", has brown hair, has blue eyes. They start describing simanim, all sorts of simanim. We can't just kill, this guy that just matches the description. But if they say, yeah, it was him, meaning they're able to point to that guy, so Tzvi Yisayin, that's even stronger than Simanim are. So that's, whatever we say about Simanim doesn't seem to be like the ultimate proof that something is what it seems to be. Okay, anyway, back in the Gemara. So the Gemara brings a brisa where machlokas between the Chamer of Lazar, which behemos were knowing the Isser of Osov Espino on. So Tanu Rabban, Osov Espino knowing beklayim ubekoy. Osov Espino is knowing by a behemoth that's klayim, that's a mixture of two animals, and by a koi. Rav Lozar Amar klayim abam in eizim in arachel osov espino noig bo, koi ain osov espino noig bo. A machlokas by a koi, Rav Lozar says that no, there is no osov espino by a koi. So Amar Rav Chista eizu koi shenach gober Rav Lozar v'chamim, what is the koi that you have a machlokas between Rav Lozar v'chamim? Ze habam in a tayish umin a tzviya. That's an animal that comes from a tayish, which is a type of goat, and a tzviya, which is a chaya. So its father is a behema, and its mother is a chaya. So echidami. What exactly is the case? Ilema b'tayish haba al tzviya v'yolda. If we're talking about that the father is a behema, and the mother is a chaya, v'kashachet la ulivra, and then you shecht it, and you shecht the tzviya, the mother, the chaya, and its offspring on the same day, how could you say Vamrav Chisa Kol Modim Behitzviyo Bnotai Shapater? Everyone holds that there's no Isra of Osav Espino when the mother is a chaya. So it's interesting though. If you want to say that there's no Osav Espino, Pater is an interesting word to use, right? The word should have been Shemuter, that there's no Isser whatsoever. Using the word Pater, the Rambam Paskins in the 12th parak of Hilchos Shechita, that there is some sort of Isser. It's just not the same Isser. That a Tayish Habal Tzviya, the elder Vlad, that it's Aser to Shech it and its offspring. We have to figure out why that would be the case, but that's the Mashmaus of the word Pater. Se Ubno Amrachmana Velo Tzvi Ubno. When the Torah gave an example of Osav Espino, gave examples of Behemos, it did not give an example of a chaya. Ella b'tzvi haba ala tiyasha v'yolda. Now the case must be that the father was a chaya, the mother was a behema. V'kashach v'la ulubra, and you shecht the behema mother and its vlad. So how could that be? V'hamar av chista kol modim v'hi tiyasha b'na tzvi shechay v'sel amrachman b'no koldu. There would be no machlokas in that case either. Everyone would agree in that case that you're for sure chayiv, because the vlad doesn't have to be a behema, only the mother has to be a behema. The mother can't be a chaya, but the vlad can be a chaya, so there will be no room for machlokas. What's the case where we have a machlokas, whether also Espino applies to a kvi? So says Gemara, li olam b'tayish habal tzviya v'yolda bas, that the case is, it's a father's behema, mother is a chaya, and there is offspring from that, but the question is not about shechting the mother and its offspring. Ubas yolda ben! That offspring then had its own offspring. Lav dafka ben. Its offspring could be male or female, doesn't matter. But it had to be female in order to have offspring. But that offspring then has its offspring. So we're not talking about the father and the child. We're talking about the child and the grandchild. That's what we're shechting. The kashachid la ulibra. You're shechting the daughter of the tzviya and its offspring. So Rabbanan sabri chashon lezaraaf. The Rabbanan say, there were choshesh lezara'av, so it's partially a chaya because its mother is a tzviya, and it's partially a behema because its father is a tayish. V'sev afilu miksaseh, and we assume that when the Yisr Vespino applies to a seh, it doesn't have to be a purebred seh. It could be even mitzaseh, even if it's half seh. Rav Lazar sever in choshesh lezara'av sev afilu miksaseh lo aminan, and Rav Lazar would say, no, we're not choshesh lezara'av. We don't say sev afilu miksaseh. It's got to be entirely a seh in order to be included. So says the Gemara, yeah, but if that's the whole machlokas, whether we say sev afilu miksaseh or we don't say sev afilu miksaseh, why do we have to make the machlokas about a koi? We could have v'liflog b'choshen l'zera'av Gepluta de Chanani v'Rabbanan. They should have just argued whether Choshish Lazera Av or not with regard to the Yisra of Osvas Beno by males, just like the Chanani and the Chum argue that that's the real nafkamina about this, right? That the Chum say that the Yisra is no even by Zacharim because they're Choshish Lazera Av, and Rabbi Lazar holds that we're not that it's not no by Zacharim because we're not Choshish Lazera Av. Says Marno, if they would have argued about the Yisra of Osvas Beno by Zacharim, Hava Amina Baha Afilu Rabbanan. I would have thought that when it comes to a kai, even the chacham would be moda that there's no isser of osav espino to sev afil mitzaselo amrinan, because we don't make this drasha from the mashmos of the word se that it implies also a mitzase. I would have said that it's only by a full se, and a kai is only a mitzase. So from the fact that they argue by a kai, kamash mulan, it's telling us that the chacham disagree about that as well, and they hold that the isser of osav espino is knowing by a kai as well. So if the whole machlokas were only by choshish lezera av or not, in a chinami, we could have just had the machlokas of the chamim and chananya, whether the yisr of osav espino applies to a father and its offspring. But it's not only about whether we're choshish lezera av. The machlokas is also about seva filu mitzaseh or not saying seva filu mitzaseh. So we wanted to highlight that element of the machlokas as well. Okay, so the Gemara explains what is the koi that the Mishnah is talking about with regard to a different Mishnah, with regard to a different halacha, and that is with regard to kisei adam. Meaning, once we discuss what kind of koi we're talking about with regard to osav espino, so we're going to just discuss the application of koi to other Mishnayos as well. So vad tnan, that which the Mishnah is going to say later on when it talks about doing kisei adam on Yom Tov. So a little bit of background is in order over here. The Mishnah in Maseches Beitza discusses kisei adam. It's machlokes pesham beis hillel. When you shecht an animal on Yom Tov, pesham holds that you're allowed to shecht l'chadchila on Yom Tov. Take a shovel, dig some dirt, and use that dirt to be mechasa the dam. That's all part of the heter of melechas ochel nefesh. You have to eat on yantiv, so you're allowed to shecht on yantiv. And if shechting a chaya means that you're going to have to do kisei adam, so you do kisei adam on yantiv. And if kisei adam means digging, so you dig on yantiv. You're allowed to do all of it. And Basil holds no. You're not allowed to shecht an animal on yantiv unless there was offer muchan miba odyom for kisei adam. You already had to have the offer set aside in advance. But if you didn't have offer muchan miba odyom, it's also to shecht on yantiv. But even Basil is moda that if you shechted, then yachbar v'yachasa. And the Gemara over there explains that Pesil is moda only if it's already not utz pekarka. The shovel was already in the ground, ba'afar tichuach, with soft dirt. And Pesil is also moda that you're allowed to be mechas adam and yom tov with efer kira. So we're going to be talking about now kisei adam on an animal that's a safik chaya, safik behema, so may not even need kisei on Yom Tov. So koi ein chochnin also be Yom Tov. A koi, you're not allowed to shecht on Yom Tov because maybe it's a chaya and it requires kisui, but you can't be mechas on Yom Tov because maybe it's a behemah and it doesn't require kisui, and then you're just going to be mechal Yom Tov by being metaltel the offer on Yom Tov. Shalol letzorach mitzvahs kisui, it would be a violation of mukta. So the im shechato, but if you shecht the koi, ein mechasin es damo, you cannot do the kisui. So mayaskino, what kind of koi are we talking about in that context? If we're talking about that the father's a behemah, the mother's a chaya, the yolda, and this is the product of that union, so bein rabban and bein rabbi Lazar lishchot v'likase, both rabban and rabbi Lazar should say that you should shecht and do kisei adam because its mother is a chaya. So according to rabbi Lazar, we're not choshish lezera av. It's absolutely a chaya, and you're chayav in kisui. And even the chacham or choshish lezera av, so it's partially a behemah, we should say that it's chayav in kisui because tzvi. When it comes to the mitzvah of kisei adam, the Torah says tzvi, so we darshan that it doesn't have to be a full tzvi. Even a mitzvah tzvi is chayiv in kisei adam. So it's not a suffix whether this animal is chayiv in kisei adam. It's for sure chayiv in kisei adam. But from the fact that the Mishnah says not to shechted, and if you shechted it not to do the kisui, that must not be the case. It must not be that it's a half tzvi. Ela b'tzvi abalat yasha v'yalda. No, the case must be the father's a tzvi, and the father's a chaya, the mother's a behema. So either Rabbanan, well, if you hold like the Rabbanan that were choshish lezera av, lishchot v'likasi, shechter and yantif, and do the kisei adam. And either Rabbi Lazar, and if you hold like Rabbi Lazar, holds that we're not choshish l'zera'av, so lishchot v'lo l'kasi. So then you should shechter and yantiv, and not do the kisei adam, because its mother is a behema, and it's misyaches only after its mother. So also it should be no suffix. It's a full behema, and behema is not chayiv in kisei. From the fact that the Mishnah says, don't shechter, and if you did shechter, you're not mechasa the dam, it sounds like we're not talking about the kind of koi that comes from a tzvi and a tiyasha. So says Gemara Liolam, Tzvi Habala Tiyasha. Really, we are talking about a Tzvi Habala Tiyasha. V'Rabbanan Tzvuke Misafgaluhu. And the Rabbanan are not sure Ichoshin L'Zarav I'en Choshin. They're not sure whether we're Choshish L'Zarav or not, and that's why they go to Chumra. So don't check the Niyantuf, because maybe we are Choshish L'Zarav, and it's partially Chayiv, partially Behema, and it's Chayiv in Kisoy, but you can't do the Kisoy because maybe we're not Choshish L'Zarav and it's a Behema. Umid the Rabban Misafgaluhu, the Rablazer Pshitalei. If the Rabbanan are Mesupak, so it sounds that Rabbi Lazar is, it's pashut that he's not choshes zera'av. V'had etanya, that which the Braisa says, has ro'al l'chayayim v'akeva no'agim b'koy uv'klayim, that we know he's ro'al l'chayim v'akeva by a koy and by klayim. Rabbi Lazar m'klayim abominez min arach l'chayiv matanos b'koy pater min matanos. So b'mayaskinon, what kind of koy is that talking about? Ilem b'tayish ha'bala tzviya v'yolda. If we're talking about a tayish that was bala tzviya v'yolda, so bishlom al Rabbi Lazar de pater kasavar I understand Rabbi Lazar says Sev Afilu Mitzah Seh doesn't apply. Al Rabbanan, but according to Rabbanan, Yidach Sarvi Sev Afilu Mitzah Seh, well, Bishlam Apalga lo Yoivle, Yidach Palga, Lemle Icy Rayad, Choshim Zarav. Okay, we're right in the middle of something I just realized how late it is, so okay, Alicia will pick up back at the beginning of that conversation, Ezra Hashem, tomorrow.